I'm John Lemley with you for City Cafe. According to figures from research group The Spot Society, more than 100,000 animals are brought to Metro Atlanta animal shelters each year. Meanwhile, a number of rescue groups are working to find good homes for those dogs and cats. Of course, choosing a canine best friend can be its own adventure. Here's the story of what happened when producer Kate Sweeney took the plunge and got a rescue dog herself and took us along for the journey.
If you've known me for longer than, say, a half hour, you probably know that I really want a dog. And after months of conversations, wending their way to talk of sweet hounds and mutts, John, a cat person who's also my fiancé, relented. And that's how I find myself on the phone with Judy Price, founder of Atlanta Pet Rescue, for expert advice on the right dog for us.
Okay, so two adults and a fenced yard and a ranch house. Since you said you don't want to necessarily have to run every day, I'd say that rules out boxers, for example. Puppies would not be good for you. They need to be taken out for potty breaks maybe six times a day, and someone gone all day long is not going to successfully housebreak a puppy.
So, puppy ban solidly in place, we drive to a PetSmart where two rescue groups are hosting a canine meet and greet. We went with a rescue group because these people know their mutts, and they can match you up with a dog that's right for you. And here we meet up with Paige O'Neill, whom we hope will do just that.
Okay. I'll be happy to help you.
Quincy,
I don't know about this
really
dog.
Nice dog. He's not for the first time dog ever.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he barks. He did go after another dog and bite him on the leg. Cassie, nutcase. Carter, nutcase.
We move on to the next dog, and the next.
High energy.
Yeah.
Needs another dog.
Okay.
No on this one. No dog is going to be perfect, but nope. I'll find you one that's close.
But after a full hour here, I turn to John.
I don't know. I feel like there should be some golden moment where I'm like, this is the dog.
But that moment hasn't arrived today.
So I think what we're going to do is try again tomorrow.
The next day, with the next rescue group, I start out feeling less hopeful. Maybe there is no perfect dog for us.
And it is threatening a thunderstorm here today.
We meet with Animal Action Rescue's Susie Jensen, with whom we've been emailing about our dream dog. She tells us about some of today's potential candidates.
Inza is in this crate, and she's out for a walk right now. She's a Basset Hound lab mix. She's adorable. And then we also thought Persia would be good for you. She's full grown. She's just about a year old. And we also thought Bindi would be a good one for you to look at, and she's just now getting good.
So it's pouring down rain at PetSmart. John and I are standing behind a small brick wall, sort of sheltered from the rain.
And then it happens.
All right. Oh, hi.
There's a dog licking my calf. I bend down to pet a brown and white mutt with giant eyes.
Who are you?
I turn over the laminated card describing her.
This is Bindi.
Bindi, the dog the rescue group recommended specifically to us in an email the night before.
Oh my God, this dog.
We are smitten. We fill out the 8-page application, get the leash, the crate, and the chew toys. And a week later, we get the dog too.
Hi, she's in our house. And the cat's not happy.
Kate Sweeney, WABE.